Sandra O'Doherty is the executive director of the Peace Regional Women's Shelter. She joins us on the line today. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. November is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Please, just a little bit of an icebreaker, comments on said month.
So purple is the color for domestic violence, and the reason why they chose that is because it just was something that was chosen in the States. I don't know why, but it just has become standard for November. And there's a Purple Ribbon campaign and an attempt to educate the public that violence against women and children is just not acceptable. November 15th is Wear Purple Day, so we ask people to wear purple to recognize that it's something that's important to them and that we want to recognize it. We have teamed up with Stepping Up and Tim Hortons, and they did a Purple Donuts campaign for us November 1st to the 7th. And we also have Northern Dough, which is a Grimshaw business. They're teaming up with the shelter as well November 7th to the 11th. And partial proceeds from their donut sales will go to the shelter as well. So we've had quite a bit of support for November being Domestic Violence Month.
We'll talk a little bit about the Purple Donut campaign in just a second here, Sandra. But first of all, I ask on a serious note, how heightened is this awareness month, especially now with the weather getting cooler?
Well, it's very important. We want women and children to know that they have a safe place to go. And Peace River Regional Women's Shelter is a safe place to go. We have programs in place to help women and children. We have resources in our community that we can refer them to help them as well. They can be reassured that when they call the Peace River Women's Shelter that we will provide them a safe place to live and hopefully get the support they need to leave their abusive relationship.
Not that I'm any expert on the situation or any expert on the subject here, but I'm possibly thinking that you get the excuse of it's none of your business. My question is, whose business is it as far as domestic violence is concerned?
It's everybody's business, everybody, because it affects so many people. It doesn't just affect the woman and child that are in that situation. It affects family members. It affects teachers at school. It affects community members. When you've got a woman that is experiencing abuse, and when I say abuse, I don't always mean physical abuse. It can be verbal, emotional, financial, spiritual. There are lots of different forms of abuse. And we just need to be able to educate ourselves and be able to recognize signs and symptoms of abuse. And you know what? Just ask somebody. If you're concerned, just say, hey, you know, I noticed you're not being yourself lately. Is there something going on? Can I help? And that's the one thing that, you know, you can say, is there something I can do to help you? And if they don't want help or they don't need help at that time, then maybe they will come back to you at a later time when they do need that help or want that help, because it takes on average a woman 7 to 9 times to leave their partner. And I'm also referring to, it's not just women and children, it's men are abused as well, you know, same-sex relationships. It's not just women that are abused. There are lots of people out there that are abused.
Whether you're directly, involved with a domestic violence situation or not, how easy is it, yet how difficult is it just to talk?
I think for a lot of people that are facing the prospect of trying to leave an abusive relationship, there's so many barriers they face, whether it's, you know, the first step is actually admitting that they are being abused, saying to themselves, I'm a human being. I don't deserve this. My children don't deserve this. The first step is just recognizing it. The second step is asking for help, whether that's just calling into our crisis line. We have a 24/7, 365-day a year crisis line where, you know, if you have questions or you have concerns, give us a call. We will try and answer your questions, and if we can't answer them, we will help you to find somebody who can. But that's just that's the first step, is recognizing that, you know, I am being abused, and I don't want this in my life anymore. I want a better life. I want to help myself, my children, and get out of the situation. So that's what we're here for too. We house people and we help people, but we're also here to talk if you need somebody to talk to as well.
Sandra, I'm switching gears here a little bit. So let's talk about the Purple Donut campaign that happened in the first week of November. You and Stepping Up have teamed up to accept the donations from Tim Hortons that happened between the 1st and the 7th. First of all, I guess, how pleased are you that Tim Hortons and you guys have teamed up?
Oh, we're very pleased to team up with Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons has been a great supporter of community events, things that go on in the community. We also have Annie Drummond at Crooked House in Grimshaw. She's related to the Drummonds who own Tim Hortons. And so she also, they have a really good relationship with her as well, and she's willing to help us out. She had a trivia night for us at the end of October to help out, you know, with some of the finances. Our bills are just getting more and more all the time, and it's facing everybody in Alberta and Canada as well. The prices of groceries, the prices of everything has gone up, so, and we're not immune to that as well. So we appreciate all the support, and we really appreciate Tim Horton stepping up to help us out as well.
467 donuts were sold at the Peace River Tim Hortons for a first go-around. How good is that?
That's awesome. We're so excited. We're hoping next year that, you know, if this is the first year people were aware of it, and maybe next year we can get some more posters up, some more, you know, more advertising out there for everybody, and hopefully we can double, triple, you know, quadruple it next year. That would be awesome.
Future looking bright for the shelter and for the upcoming season, I guess.
Well, when you say looking bright, do you mean Christmas lights?
Sure, let's talk about the Christmas lights.
Well, Christmas is one of those times where we, you know, the expenses for the shelter are a little bit higher as well. We make sure that everybody has a good Christmas, whether that's, you know, whether people celebrate Christmas or not. We're going to have a turkey and a ham, and in the past we've had generous donations from community members and businesses, and we would welcome those as well. But no, it's our community has been very supportive, and we hope that they continue to be supportive. You know, it's getting colder out there, so we have people coming to the door that are homeless as well. So, you know, we don't turn them away, but our mandate is women and children fleeing abuse. So,
Sandra O'Doherty is the Executive Director of the Peace Regional Women's Shelter. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.